Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
New York lawmakers making a move that may lead to President Trump's tax return going to a powerful House of Representatives committee.
We are cooperating with our colleagues in the federal legislature.
The notion that people are like, well, you know, isn't this the Democrats just being partisan? If people in Congress or if people in general did not hold this president accountable, we know this is a corrupt administration.
They have no compelling reason to believe, it's just a fishing expedition, to believe that there's something illegal in there.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716. New York lawmakers have given final passage to legislation that would allow President Donald Trump's state tax returns to be released to congressional committees that have so far been barred from getting the president's federal filings.
By a vote of 84 to 53, the New York State Assembly passed a bill that would require the state tax commissioner to release any state tax return requested by one of three congressional committees.
Make sure that we are cooperating with our colleagues in the federal legislature.
The sponsor, Assemblyman David Buchwald. The bill made no mention of President Trump, but the intent has been clear. Governor Cuomo, a Democrat, will sign the bill, which already passed the state Senate. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
I think we're in an unprecedented time in our country, and New York is in a unique position to do something about it.
WBEN Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski got Democratic Assemblyman Patrick Burke on the line to quiz him on the action, why he feels it was necessary, and what it may accomplish.
That's been a lot of the comparison, and certainly the arguments coming from the Republican side of the aisle, the minority conference, was that, we've got potholes, we've got this, we've got that. Why are we focusing our energy on something like this? And, you know, a couple of my responses to that are, one, we have done an enormous amount of work in the state legislature this year, you know, historic election law reforms, all sorts of reforms. So we've been working nonstop. And we're in a unique situation where we have the highest office in the land, which is enormously powerful, which has a major impact on, our nation, our citizens, our lives, and the safety of our troops, who may have foreign entanglements. Well, we know he has foreign entanglements. Well, we don't know to what degree. He said he would release his tax returns. He's refused to do so. He's ordered the Treasury to not release that information to Congress. Now, people are saying Democrats in Congress to make it sound political. But Congress doesn't just have the right to give oversight of the executive branch. It's one of its major functions. And the fact that it's being stymied by the executive branch should be a major concern for all of us. So, when we're talking about priorities, the safety of our citizens, of our troops, of everyone in this country, I couldn't think of anything that is a greater priority for us. And to find out whether we have, the highest office holder in the land who has major discretion over the lives of every American, whether they are conflicted, whether, they have entanglements that could affect their decision-making. I mean, that is what we as all Americans should be doing. And the idea that some people are, trying to diminish the effort to protect the people in this country, I think is clearly political and disappointing.
This is a very hyper-partisan climate that we're in right now. I mean, is it anything but politically motivated, though, Pat?
Well, yeah, because of all the things I just said. I mean, you would have to have your head in the sand to not realize that the president has multiple conflicts, financial interests across the world that he still has ties to. I mean, the notion that people are like, well, isn't this the Democrats just being partisan? If people in Congress or if people in general did not hold this president accountable, we know this is a corrupt administration. I mean, his campaign manager, his personal lawyer, all of these people are going to jail. His personal lawyer, at his orders, you know, funneled hush money to a porn star. These are not the actions of a normal person who holds the office of president. The office of president, like I said, has major impacts on all of our lives and the safety of our troops. So everyone who, you know, we're going into Memorial Day, if we have a president who has, you know, foreign financial interests and is hiding that and it affects his decision making, it makes our troops less safe.
But is it, Pat, up to New York State Democrats to step in on this?
I think it's up to anyone who's in a position of power to hold the highest office holder accountable. And the only reason this has to be done at all is because he is blocking Congress's right to, or what Congress needs to be doing in order to hold the executive branch accountable. So he is blocking their efforts, which they have the right and obligation to do. He is blocking it. So typically, we would have released this information anyway. So this is separate from New York that we don't release this information. These circumstances, I think, have forced us to do this. I mean, New Yorkers are Americans too. You know, our safety is at risk if our president has foreign entanglements too. So I don't see how this is completely within our wheelhouse. And, you know, we'll continue to do the work that we've been doing all session. But again, we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
If you know all this for sure, like you're saying you do, then why even have the returns to begin with? Why waste the time in getting something that you apparently already know?
Well, I know that there are many, many questions. We know that he has, because we know that he has multiple foreign business interests. We know that he hides information. We know that he's lied a million times and you know, just changed his word on a whim on very serious issues. I mean, how many times did he lie about the porn star's name? I can't believe I have to talk about a porn star regarding the president of the United States. How many times did he lie about that before he got caught? So he keeps lying and he keeps hiding information. And Congress has the right to access his federal tax returns. People keep forgetting that. Congress has the right to do that. He is not allowing the executive branch. He is blocking a congressional investigation.
Slow down. What's really going on here?
They didn't name Trump because they really can't, as an individual law.
WBEN talker Sandy Beach taking issue with the measure.
But the bottom line is it would allow the leaders of the U.S. Ways and Means Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, Joint Committee on Taxation to get access to New York State tax returns filed by elected officials and top appointed officials. The legislation would apply to personal income tax returns as well as business taxes paid in New York. So what they're trying to do, they're trying to get anything they can on him. So Pat Burke, of course, wanted to join in that parade, and so he was on this morning. But I take issue with the fact that, first of all, that they should have done that in the first place. They have no compelling reason to believe, it's just a fishing expedition, to believe that there's something illegal in there. For one thing, they may just be trying to embarrass him. Look, he only gives this percentage to charity. Or, look, he closed this plant and it cost X amount of jobs. That's all they're trying to do. But the bottom line is I want to know if it's okay to release that information in your mind. Governor hasn't signed it yet. We'll see where that goes. But the basic reason I'm talking about this is he makes repeated claims that this will help keep the troops safer. So he found something he knew that people love, and that would be our armed forces. How can he connect himself to it? Well, let's just say by our legislation, the troops will be safer. Because there's a lot of dummies out there. They won't know the difference.
A spokesman has said the governor supports the principle behind the legislation, but will review the bill carefully before deciding whether to sign.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.